A financial advisor is not a luxury only reserved for the ultra-wealthy. Investors of all incomes can work with a financial advisor. The question is, how do you choose the right financial advisor for you? On this episode, we are going to explain how to hire your first Christian financial advisor. And I'm going to give you some inside tips from a certified private wealth advisor professional. All this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today we need to get a couple of things straight because you need a financial advisor, but you really don't know how to go about it. See, a financial advisor helps investors manage their money and reach their financial goals. They offer a wide range of financial planning services such as debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. Some advisors may have additional certifications like a certified financial planner or a certified private wealth advisor professional. And visiting their sites can kind of be overwhelming with the amount of services that they provide. So identifying what services you need will help you choose the right financial advisor for you. Today, I'm going to go over 5 steps that you can go over in order to properly hire the financial advisor of your dreams. So if you're ready to go, make sure you bring out a pen and paper, or make sure you revisit this episode so you can get every step. And every step is important, so don't miss one. So before you even schedule your first consultation, you need to take some time to reflect on exactly what you need. Are you afraid of running out of money in retirement? Are you trying to save more? Do you want to learn the best ways to give to charity or to a church? Do you need help managing your retirement accounts? Do you need to create a financial plan? Writing down your top 3 issues you want to solve will help you decide which financial advisor you need, or if you even need a financial advisor at all. If you just need to create a monthly budget, you may look for something simple like a financial coach. But if you need help with more complex financial issues, such as moving your retirement accounts into your name, creating a financial plan to save for retirement, or managing the investments like annuity paperwork, a traditional or online financial advisor may be a better option. So step 1 is identify your top 3 issues. Now, all financial advisors are not the same. Financial advisors is a loose term used to identify someone who helps investors with financial advice. Remember that fancy titles don't mean that they know what they're doing. Here's a list of titles you may see on your search: financial coach, investment advisor, wealth advisor, portfolio manager, broker, certified financial planner, retirement specialist. I know, it's a lot, right? So how do you decide on which one is going to work for you? Well, step 2 is understanding the different types of financial advisors. First, there's fee-only advisors. These advisors have a fiduciary responsibility to the client. That means that they have to take an oath and are obligated to act in the best interest of the client. What makes these financial advisors unique is that they do not work on commissions. They are paid for the work that they do for you and not from the investments or insurance products that they try to sell you. The next is investment advisors. According to Investopedia, an investment advisor, also known as a stockbroker, is any person or group that makes investment recommendations or conducts security analysis in return for a fee. Whether through a direct management of clients' assets or by way of written publication, the precise definition of the term was established through the Investment Advisors Act of 1940. In simple terms, it's really just an umbrella term. An investment advisor may talk about stocks, they may talk about bonds, but that's really all that they do. Let's take it a step further. A Christian financial advisor. Now, a Christian financial advisor is someone who upholds the same standards as traditional financial advisors, but also uphold a higher religious standard. Christian financial advisors may avoid investments that involve abortion, gambling, or pornography. Also, the plans they create align with biblical principles. They may even use biblical verses to support their recommendations, such as 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than a non-believer. Verses like these make sure that the intention of the financial plan is to secure financial freedom for your family and not to serve an ulterior motive such as greed or self-indulgence. So, step number two is understanding the different types of financial advisors. You are most likely looking for a financial planner, someone who could look after your mortgage, your auto loans, your annuities, your retirement account, your brokerage account, college savings. All those things matter and you need help with all of them, not just your investments. So I get this question a lot, like how much money do I really need to work with a financial advisor? Maybe I don't have enough. Well, technically, you don't need any money to work with a financial advisor, but based on how much money you have will determine what type of financial advisor will work with you. We have to be very honest. There are tiers to financial advisors. Some are new, some are well-seasoned, some are very educated, some barely make it through, some are specialists in their area, and some are not. Some are generalists. So if you are drowning in debt and have little to no money to pay a financial advisor for the services that you need, you may want to consider searching for programs that offer pro bono work. Some advisors will offer some of their services to organizations for free. The Financial Planning Association, FPA, I'll put a link in the description, has one such pro bono program. Every year, FPA chapters and members provide thousands of hours of one-on-one, no strings attached, pro bono financial planning advice to thousands of consumers who are in financial need. Also consider how much money you want them to manage. Think about this. Some people may have $1 million and say, you know what? I just want you to invest this $10,000. That's going to take a special type of advisor. Now, if you want to manage the whole $1 million, it's going to take another type. Let me give an example. If you have $10 and you ask somebody, what should I do with this $10 to protect it? What would they say? They'd probably say something like, I don't know, get a piggy bank or buy a wallet. It's $10. But if someone asked you what to do with $10 million, then you may have conversations around bank accounts, investing, estate planning, and other financial strategies to protect your money. So do you see the difference here? So when you are thinking about hiring a financial advisor, you also need to think about the amount of money you want them to manage. If you have less than $100,000, you may look into purchasing a one-time financial plan just to organize your finances. But if you have over $250,000, then it might be time to start looking for a financial advisor that can provide some ongoing services. So step number three is, how much money do you have to work with a financial advisor? Now, you can get practically anything online. With the evolution of technology, now you can choose a financial advisor that shares your values and beliefs and not just your zip code. But we need to know the difference between those type of advisors as well. So let's talk about online financial advisor services. Online financial advisor services are full-service online financial advisors that can serve you and your financial needs just as a financial advisor in a brick-and-mortar building. The benefit is that you can actually work with them from the privacy of your own home. You don't have to drive across town, sit in the lobby, and risk people kind of knowing your business. That's one thing I didn't really like working at the bank, is that people would come in and say, oh, I know who you are. And now their business is all out in the community. Like, hey, they bank at this bank. This way, you can keep it private. Also, you can work with an advisor that might be in another state. So if you're in Texas, but the person you want to work with is in New York, if you have an online financial advisor, you can do that. So if your local advisor is not a Christian or doesn't share your values or beliefs, or you just don't want your business in the community, you can always work with someone who may be in another state. One of the greatest benefits I've seen as a financial advisor is that during online meetings, it allows for multiple people in a family that may be in different states to easily join into one meeting without paying for a plane ticket and taking off of work. Imagine you have four or five siblings in four or five different states. All of you have to take a flight just to meet the financial advisor in person. We do online meetings. You hop on the computer, boom, everyone gets to meet. And no one has to spend extra money trying to take care of things. And on top of that, they don't have to take off of work. They can do it from the convenience of their own homes as well. Now, the downside is that you have to be familiar with technology or willing to get familiar. Most, if not all, meetings will be via an online meeting tool such as Zoom, and documents can be signed electronically by online tools like DocuSign. But if you're already chatting with your kids and grandkids via FaceTime, if you're receiving and responding to emails, or chatting with friends in a Facebook group, you're already halfway there, so don't be intimidated. Plus, we have to learn it at some point. When I think about computers, everyone says, I didn't grow up with computers like these kids did. And sometimes I think, not to be rude, but you were the adult. So you had access, you were more mature, and you had the opportunity to learn about computers when they first came out. But why are kids successful? Because they tried it. They took on the challenge of learning technology, even though they may not have felt they were mature enough to do so. And look at them now. They can do any and everything on these things, right? When you're talking about technology, don't be afraid of technology because things are shifting that way. All of our statements are online. We're going paperless. So if we don't learn it now, we never will learn it. And that could be a problem. And think about it this way. What happened after 2020? Many firms, small and large, have moved their platforms online. Even brick and mortar stores. You can barely walk into a Ross or a Target or a Walmart without them saying, this item's not here, it's online. So now there are tons and tons of qualified financial advisors that transitioned from the brick and mortar offices that are now available online for you. So the quality has gone up, the number has gone up, and the possibility of finding someone that matches your values and beliefs are skyrocketing. Now let's talk about traditional financial advisors. Now, you may want to meet with an advisor that you can meet face-to-face. I've seen that. You know, some client says, hey, I want to be able to see your face. And, you know, if I need my money, I want to come and see you. And that's fine, right? These advisors are still available, but they are decreasing in number, unfortunately. The overhead is becoming too high and the expense is being transferred to the customer. The building, the lights, the water, the free peppermints, the beautiful art on the wall, the air conditioner, all that costs money to maintain. And these type of financial advisors are good when you need to handle complex situations. Maybe you're not technologically savvy. We get that. Their fees may be a little bit higher. So if you're comfortable online, you may want to consider an online alternative to going to a brick and mortar. So step number four is going to be determine if you want to meet in person or online. So let's face it. Investors prefer to work with professionals they like. And as humans, we like people who are like us. When vetting your financial advisor, it is good to make sure they are qualified, they're certified, and they are not in any legal trouble. But most importantly, you need to ask yourself, is this person a good person? As a Christian investor, you want to make sure your values and your beliefs align with your advisor. Most financial advisors offer a no-obligation free consultation. This allows you to meet your advisor, ask questions, and get acquainted with how they interact with clients. And don't be afraid to ask them questions about who they are as a person as well. You have to do your research. Take a look at their social media. See how they engage with the general public. Evaluate what type of material they actually produce. Review Christian resources they have to deepen your understanding of finances and how it relates to God. Do they have ebooks? Do they have webinars? Remember, there's a difference between a financial advisor who is a Christian and a Christian financial advisor. You're looking for a Christian financial advisor because their services revolve around the Word of God. When you go to their site, you know you are in the right place. You don't have to dig. You don't have to interview someone for 30 and 40 minutes just for them to repeat their favorite verse, maybe Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and earth, right? As you are interviewing different financial advisors, make sure you write down at least 10 questions that you would like to ask them, such as, how much is the fee to work with you? How many updates do I receive on my financial plan? How many times do we meet per year? How much do I need to keep invested to work with you? Do you provide any additional services that I should be aware of? Now, this list is not exhaustive, but it's just an example you can follow. Now, you've worked your whole life. You want to make sure that you're making the right choice. If you're currently working with a financial advisor and thinking about a change, be sure to ask the other advisor, do you do a financial plan review? Maybe they did some things great that you want to carry over, or maybe they did some things wrong that you want to avoid. Remember, financial planning is about a long-term relationship, so make sure you stay engaged and work with an advisor that appreciates who you are and what you bring to the table, and you will make the perfect match, God willing. If you're thinking about establishing your financial plan, if you're preparing for retirement, and you need your first experience hiring your financial advisor, schedule a consultation with us. We would love to hear your story, find out if we're a good match, and at the bare minimum, we can guide you on how to find the proper financial advisor for you. If you like this type of material, make sure that you subscribe. If you know someone who is in financial trouble and may need a financial advisor in the future, please share this episode, subscribe, so you don't miss more episodes like this. Well, I am AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.